From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We are interested in her despite herself. She is some kind of guilty pleasure for America because here she's, you know, a stripper who we ought not to be interested in. But there she is, this American creation that is famous for being famous. Why do we comprise an audience for the Nicole Smiths of the world?
We expect astronauts, as we expect any NASA employee, to conduct themselves in a way that does not bring any dishonor to the space program, but we do not meddle into the private lives of astronauts or other employees within NASA.
The sergeant-at-arms requested of the Air Force a continuation of the practice they had for Speaker Hastert for security reasons. It has nothing to do with family and friends.
I think this is much ado about not a whole lot. It is important for the speaker to have this kind of protection and travel. It was certainly appropriate for Speaker Hastert.
The Republicans have been silent for 4 years while this war has gone on and not allowed a public debate. We're going to have debate. There isn't a way in the world that we're not going to go back to Iraq again and again until we get it right.
The question is, will the Senate lead? Will the Senate express its opposition to the surge? I say that on an issue of this magnitude, an issue this important, it's critical for the Senate to speak with the strongest voice possible.
Mr. President, recognize what we have done in 2.5 years to train these people. Let them take the brunt of the fight. And maybe we do not need a 21,500 troops to go in and do the job that we have trained these people to do themselves.
I think that Iran is very much involved in providing either the technology or the weapons themselves for these explosively formed projectiles.
Well, Iran has no interest in providing weapons to any insurgent groups in Iraq. But the problem is that the United States has decided on a policy and is trying to find or fabricate evidence in order to substantiate and corroborate that policy.
That is why, in the shadow of the old state capitol, where Lincoln once called on a house divided to stand together, I stand before you today to announce my candidacy for President of the United States of America.